That was Fetish Daddy, the new single from singer-songwriter Nomina, and I'm delighted to be joined by Nomina on the phone. Hello.
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 Hi.
Good to speak to you. Now, let's talk about your musical career. Let's go back to the beginning. You were born in Zimbabwe and you moved to Botswana at an early age. Is that right?
Yes, I was born in Zimbabwe because my mom comes from Zimbabwe. My dad is from Botswana. So, yes, I moved in to Botswana to stay with my family. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And when did you develop an interest in music? Did you develop it at a very early age?
Yeah, it was really at a very early age because I loved music right from the beginning. My mom also, she influenced me a lot, you know, when it comes to music. Our family, they always were listening to music. And, yeah, so I think that's how I got to have interest in singing.
And which music did you listen to growing up? Which artists were your inspirations?
Oh, I really listened to many songs, many artists. It's not easy to choose one, but I really loved Aaliyah, for example. Mm. Yeah, and Destiny's Child. I also loved them. And also other African musicians like Yvonne Chaka Chaka and now Black Coffee. And so, yeah,
Is that more like Afrobeat or something like that, is it?
Yeah, exactly. But Black Coffee is like some kind of Afro house. Yeah, in that way. Yeah.
If you had to pick one record or one artist that had a massive effect on you, what would that be? Who would that be?
That would be Whitney Houston. Though she's no more here, but that would be her.
She had a big effect on the way that you perform and inspirational for you.
Yes, quite a lot, because I felt like she could sing, you know, she really could sing out of her lungs and just touch the people, and I just loved that about her. Of course, there are so many other singers I love. Beyonce, Rihanna is also great, sure. Yeah.
Cool. You're based in Germany now, is that right? You're studying there?
No, I'm based in Germany, exactly, but I'm done with studies, yeah, so...
Oh, okay.
But so, I am based in Germany. Yeah.
So is the music career now taken over? You're not, that's what you're looking to pursue, is it?
Yeah, at the moment I'm really doing music. That's what I'm doing. I used to also do event management and all these things, but I have changed to try and focus on music. So I'm now really focusing on music. That's what I'm doing.
And you're mainly a singer-songwriter. Are you a musician as well? Do you play any instruments?
I would say my instrument is my voice.
That's a good answer.
My vocals. Yeah. I don't play any instrumentals, but I try like a little bit of percussions. I can do that. Mm. Yeah. But otherwise, it's my voice. Yeah. I really try and concentrate on that one.
Now, we played Fetish Daddy. That's a new single from you. And that's a song with a very important message, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. Sure. It has a very important message. It's about sexual abuse on children and women too. So you're right.
It's something that you hope will be able to raise awareness of the problems, and it's a serious issue that needs to be addressed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very serious issue, and while writing the song, I was. It also comes sometimes also from family members or friends, you know, where you hear about such things happening or, you know, and then I feel like I think it's important to also address this issue and let the world also try and talk about it or make some changes, you know, because I noticed also people were in the beginning when I brought up the song, they were kind of, a bit scared, you know, staying away a little bit just because of the topic, you know, itself. People are like, no. Yeah, so, but it has to be done. People have to also make changes in the world, you know, it's important.
As a performer, you feel that you have a responsibility to get a message over. It's not just, you know, singing songs. You've got to sort of educate as well.
Exactly. I in my songs, all my songs which I do have right now, I always have a message behind these songs, because also my motto is Nomina is inspiring for change. So I always really try to have a very strong message behind songs, even if sometimes it's fun or something like that. But I think I have something to say. Yeah, exactly.
Now you're ready to release your debut album as well. Has that actually been released yet? Was it meant to come out in February?
Yeah, we were planning to bring out the album, but now we just decided to bring out singles first, one after another, you know, so that we can also push the name, the brand, Nomina forward, and then also so that we can be ready for the album. Like when we bring it out, then we'll be ready to do so. At the moment, we just bring out singles, but the album is ready. So yeah. We're going to release it.
It's called I Found Myself, isn't it?
Exactly.
Is it a very personal album?
I would say it is personal. Yeah, because they are really, I open up, I would say. I'm opening up, you know, telling really stories also, which are my story, I would say. And also things which are around me, things which I observe, the experiences and all these kind of things. So I think it's kind of personal, yes. Yeah.
You must be looking forward to when the album can actually be released and it's a proper physical product that you can hold. It must be good when that happens.
Yeah, that would be cool. Of course, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Now, at the moment, there's no live performances or anything like that, but what are you planning to do later in the year? Are you hoping to play live and, you know, get the album out on the road?
Yeah, I'm hoping to play live, and I know at the moment we are all at home and so on, but I'm looking forward also, like on the 21st of September, there's this a World Peace Day, you know, in Berlin, and I was supposed to perform there, and so let's see how things go. And then also we are also planning our own shows here as soon as this corona thing is over. Let's hope it's gonna be over soon. So yeah, of course I have plans for live shows, and I really would love to, even in London too. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so you're hoping to come to the UK and other parts of Europe as well?
Yes, I've been there before. So I'd love to come again.
as a performer?
Yes, as a performer, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was in a gala, yeah.
Oh, right. What was the gala?
Yeah, it was a gala for a charity gala for African kids. You know, it's a gala. They deal with children and women. They supply them, especially with how can I say, books. And now they're even building schools, you know, about education, and that's all they're doing right now. Yeah,
I say, yeah. Now, we always ask what the future holds in store for people, but of course we've got some uncertain times at the moment, so I imagine you just want to, you know, get out of quarantine, and then hopefully we can start being performers and musicians again.
Yeah, of course. We are all, everybody's hoping so that this can be over soon, so that we can also get back to normal, you know. Yeah, but at the moment, of course, what can we say? We have to try and protect also others and stay at home, which is fine. But of course, we are looking forward that things do change.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be too long now. So we're looking forward to the album coming out as well. So, Nomina, it was great to chat on the phone today. Please keep in touch with Phoenix FM about your future projects. And good luck with the single and good luck with the music. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the interview. I really enjoyed it.